story. Don't come to Lansing because it's cold and snowy over here.
Oh, man, it's bad everywhere. I got up early to go to the gym and went right back to bed. It was horrible out there.
Well, let's talk about a story that you have been covering. It's an unfortunate story, which has been very violent and caused a lot of angst, if you will, in Flint. It's due to go to trial. Why don't you bring us up to date?
Sure. Well, the latest court hearing Friday, it was for the final murder in Flint. Arnold Miner was the victim, stabbed twice August 2nd. Early that morning, they found his body on Saginaw Street. Some police officers did, and he was actually still alive when they found him. We heard in court on Friday, and you know, his last words to the officer were, "Help me, I'm dying." So his family was there. They were pretty shooken up about that, and the officer, obviously. And he actually described his attacker as white, and identity in these last court hearings has been playing a huge role, obviously. There was four court hearings Thursday, the day before Friday, and those victims survived, and they all ID'd him, but obviously all the time was spent on talking about the vehicle that they saw and allegedly helped him with before he, you know, they were attacked, and then how they knew it was him. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen that sketch, but everyone's saying the sketch doesn't look anything like him, and he's huge. This guy is big, and no one really described him to how big he really is. But regardless of all that, the judge has bound him over for trial in seven Genesee County stabbing attacks. That's two murders so far, five assault with intent to murders, and then he's got another murder hearing this Thursday or Friday, and that'll be for the third Flint victim, Darwin Marshall, also stabbed to death, obviously. So he does face trial. It's moving along pretty quick, but the only two murder preliminary hearings that we've been through so far had pretty interesting DNA evidence, and they're pretty confident in that. They found this last victim's blood on his steering wheel in that green blazer that they were talking so much about, and then in near a vent in the front dash. So, you know, they're saying, and on his jeans and on his tennis shoes. Then they found another victim's DNA on shoelaces as well. So, you know, they're obviously thinking he's going to have a hard time explaining how these men, who he had absolutely no connection to otherwise, how their DNA ended up on his item.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Lori Dugavito is the fine investigative reporter for Channel 12 WJR-TV in Flint. She's talking with us about suspected serial killer Elias Abulazim. Since they have all this information now for him, he's going to be going to court. And I tell you what, Lori, I really was interested in getting your take. You've been around this guy. What's his vibe like? Well, what's it like to be around him? Well, what does he do when he sits in court? Is there a stare? Tell us about him.
Yeah, definitely it has changed. In the beginning, he was, you know, kind of, he'd walk in, he'd be smiling, and you know, everyone, some of the people at the jail and the sheriff and everyone has said, like, he's pleasant, I guess. I mean, he's, you know, he's cordial. He says, sir, and, you know, ma'am, whatever, but, you know, he would be laughing and smiling, and of course, I don't even know what date it was now, but he faces some additional cases because there was an incident in the jail where he allegedly lunged at a sergeant that was coming to warn him of a discipline for mouthing off at someone. So he allegedly lunges at this sergeant, and like four or five other deputies had to step in to bring him down. He ended up getting tasered and pretty beat up. I mean, two deputies were injured, minor injuries to their hands, but he, that stuff has also gone to the circuit level as well. He was charged in that. So it was sort of strange to see him sitting there. I mean, his eye was all beat up and he had a huge mark on his head. I think someone said he might have one of those taser prongs or whatever they were might have got him in the forehead, but I don't know. On Friday, he almost looked like he was sleeping at times. It looks like he's lost some weight. I mean, he's a huge guy. He wears like a size 18 triple A shoe or something like that, and he just appears to be thinner, kind of pale. He's got this mustache now that he didn't have before, and his hair is a little grown out, but just not, I don't even think he smiled on Friday. He just looks ahead, doesn't take notes. A lot of these guys will be, you know, taking notes the entire time. I don't think I even saw him with a notepad in front of him, just hands in his lap and just kind of sitting there, almost seemed like he was nodding off at times. But, you know, these court hearings have been all-day things, and that's just the way he's been lately.
Lori, before we let you go, two more questions. Number one, will there be other charges forthcoming? And number two, when will he be going to court?
He's got another preliminary hearing this week. That's for the third murder case in Flint, and that will be the final murder that he's charged in so far. There's two other victims that have not been charged for murder yet. And then I'm losing count on how many other assault with intent to murders there are here. But there's still cases to charge, but, you know, the prosecutor, Genesee County Prosecutor David Layton, has said from the beginning that, you know, they were going to really methodically go through the evidence and see what they could get and what their strong stuff was. And as it stands now, if this next one goes to trial, which it likely will as well, if it follows suit, that will be eight cases, eight out of 14 or so, I think at least. And then there's some three in other states. I'm losing track, but I think it's 18 total, spanning three states. And he's been charged in Ohio for one of them, I believe. So there's the potential for other states, but yeah, they've hit it pretty hard here, and they've said that they will charge more if they can.
And Lori, for folks who want to read up on the stories that are updated, how do they get to your website?
Sure, just abc12.com, www.abc12.com.
All right, thanks so much, Lori. I appreciate your time, and try to stay warm.
All right, thank you. You too.